You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Remy Gard, Derek, in as Aston Villa boss, first game in charge. Apparently, from everything I've read, he's Arsene Wenger's protégé. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but he is. And he's been appointed by Randy Lerner, who's had a... Well, it's not even a checkered history in appointing bosses at Aston Villa. He's just had a disaster, a nightmare every time he gets someone new in. And he's signed Remy Gard up for the job in the hope, I suppose, that that squad, which is littered with players, French players from Ligue 1, they hopefully they'll survive under Remy Gard. That's the theory anyway.
Yeah, but does anybody believe? Does anybody subscribe to that theory other than the people who've appointed Remy Gard? I mean, you know, you've got Premier League, ex-Premier League players, pundits queue enough to say that what Villa need more than anything right now is a manager who knows what the Premier League is all about. Now, you know, you can't say that about Remy Gard. I think it could be as bad an appointment as Tim Sherwood was, and that's bad.
No, Derek. Yeah, no, come on now.
4 points Villa have got from 11 games. You know, who could you get? Pep Guardiola couldn't save them. Remy Gard ain't going to save them. And, you know, When he played Tottenham on Monday night, we looked at Tottenham's price and we knew, all of us, all three of us knew it was too short. But there was just no other option but to go for Tottenham because you just knew they were going to win. Okay, it was a little bit hairy towards the end, but for the most part, they didn't look in trouble. And the same's going to happen for City here, isn't it? They're 4-9, but, you know, you put £90 on that, you're making yourself £40 because Villa won't lay a glove on City. You know, I don't care about the new manager coming in. They need about a dozen new players. The only Aston Villa player I could see getting in any other team in the Premier League is Sinclair, who I was quite impressed with the other night. The rest of them, I just can't see how the Premier League footballers. I think they're a bang bang average side. I think they'd struggle right now in the Championship. That's how poor Villa are. City are absolute certainties here, and in fact, I can't see how Villa are going to score. So I'm going to back City to win without conceding, which I think is around the even money mark.
City to win 2-0 in the game is 7-5, Derek.
Madness. That's a gift.
Just play devil's advocate here for a second. Derek's mentioned the to win 2-0 price. Interesting that City's last 8 wins, Derek, in all competitions, both teams have scored.
Is that right?
In those last 8 wins.
Yeah, well, the last 3 times they've won, they've won 3 times at Villa in the last 4 seasons and all 2-0.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll, yeah. Just
put that in your pipe. Lee, what do you think? I mean, City were fantastic, weren't they, midweek against Sevilla? Yeah. Aside with an amazing record, home record in recent history in European competition. And they went there and attacked them from minute one. And without David Silva and Sergio Aguero, that was an incredible performance, scintillating performance from City.
Yeah, I think they've really found the big plus for City this year is that they've found a system and players who can fill in that gap. You know, I love Aguero, but I think, you know, at times the whole team can revolve around him. And sometimes, I've said this a few times, they can look a little bit pedestrian with him in the side because they're waiting and waiting and waiting. Whereas when they've got, you know, De Bruyne with Sterling, you know, and you know, whoever they put up front, then I think they've got a different way of playing, and it's an equally as effective way of playing. Yeah, they were great. A lot of really good judges are saying it was one of the best European performances they've seen in recent times from an English club. I think Aston Villa need a rear guard rather than a Remy guard here, don't they?
Because right guard, given that they're sweating so much.
City could tear them to bits. I can't get City right, though, can I, at the minute? You know, remember this idea that I've had where they're a bit sluggish in the first half. I've missed it. And when I put it up as my nap, I missed it. And what happens last week, all of a sudden, against Norwich, they look sluggish in the first half and Norwich hold them until the 67th minute and then they go and beat them. Now, when you look back at the... when they've come back from a midweek game, they lost to Juventus in the Champions League and then they were beaten by West Ham 2-1 at home. They played in the League Cup in midweek, went to Sunderland and won 4-1, lost 4-1 at Tottenham at the weekend game. In the next time they've done that, when they went to Borussia Mönchengladbach, they won 2-1. That first half against Newcastle, they were poor, ended up winning 6-1.
Now, are you tempted by it again then?
Well, I'm tempted. And the last time that they played, by the way, was when they beat Sevilla and then they had the 0-0 draw against Man United, which, yeah, you can't really call that a bad result, to be fair. Now, I'm not saying that they're not going to beat Villa, but I'm wondering again if it's worth thinking. New manager has to have some sort of impact initially. Now, you can't imagine Remy Gard is going to go in there and go, right, here's what we're going to do, lads, in French. We're going to attack from the off. We're really going to have a go at Man City because I've looked at our strikers and you're all brilliant. No, he's going to have gone in and gone, yeah, do you know what? I don't think we're going to get goals against them, so we're going to batten down the hatches. So, you know, I don't know if I'm going to nap it yet. Probably not. But the old draw Man
Just
City.
Just don't nap anything in this game.
100-30. Draw Man City would be a way to go. The other ways in, as I always say, would be looking at, you know, the first goal after the 30th minute. So can Villa keep it tight for 30 minutes if Man City are a little sluggish, coming back from a fantastic win, you know, and maybe it's a bit of a come down to go to Villa Park after the amazing atmosphere at Sevilla and, you know, and absolutely... silencing them really for large parts of that game. So either the 30-minute first goal after the 30th minute, which if you look down into the goal time and goal section, you'll find it there, or for the more sensible bet, I suppose, or the easier one to find. It's 5-4, by the way, 31st minute and over the bet, or the half-time draw, full-time City.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.